Warning, possibly explicit content.
Hi, you guys. I am here. Thank you so much for listening. I am trying to speak more, be more open, more free. I think I talk about this a lot. But listening to other podcasts really inspires me. And one in particular that I'm a big fan of is called the WTF podcast with Marc Maron, also known as What the Fuck Podcast. That one, he also had a series, I guess, that I'm binging now. First of all, Marc Maron is a stand-up comic and writer and actor, and I really love his style, and I love how open and vulnerable he is in like a public setting. I feel like is, what's the word, cathartic. So I feel like I'm craving that. And if you guys listen, I guess you'll experience that with me. And so that's what I'm going to try to do, because I feel like a lot of times I don't put out enough content because I'm not truly, you know, being myself. I'm still trying to experiment and find different, you know, formats that I think you might enjoy. And also, I'm doing the editing and then I'm lazy. If I had someone to help me edit, I probably would just be like, all right, throw this at the wall. Yes, I like this. I like this, you know, and keep it moving. So that's the first thing that I will do when I have a little money, or if someone wants to join my team and make it you and me, and we can edit audio together. We can be part of the Dope Science Show team. So if you know anyone who'd want to do that with me, that would be awesome. This is a rambling episode, you guys, if you haven't noticed. It is a rambler. Is that a thing? A rambler. There's going to be some science, you guys, in this episode at the end. I had a really good weekend. So on Saturday, I went to LA with my mom, and we did like some Dia de los Muertos. Did I say that right? Dia de los Muertos. The Day of the Dead stuff in LA. And we just wandered around and we ate the famous LA like street hot dogs, where they like fry it up on this metal sheet or grill if they have one, and it's like onions and jalapenos, and they put it in it, and they're fat, and they're always $5, and they put them in the bun, and they put mayonnaise on it and ketchup, and it's so yummy, so good. And then we checked out the altars at the Day of the Dead festival, and so we did that. And then we were at the Coburn School, which is downtown LA, and next to the MoCA, which is the Modern Contemporary Museum of Art. So we went there and they had a free concert, so we listened to classical music for about an hour, and this was all free, all random, wandering around. And I was invited to go to a party to celebrate the successful Kickstarter that was done by Stranger Comics. So Stranger Comics is an indie comic book publishing company based out of, I think, Los Angeles. And I found this company because of a comic book series called Niobe. And Niobe is a black girl who's the heroine, you know, in a fantastical world with like vampires and elves and all kinds of different types of beings. And I really like fantasy, and I like that she was black and she was like young, like teenage age. And it had a dark side to it, which I enjoyed. And I thought my daughter might be into it. So I got the graphic novel a couple years ago and started following them on Instagram. And Sebastian Jones is the writer and co-creator. And Amanda Law Steinberg, I think, who Niobe is designed, like as far as her features. And she also helped create the character and write the comics. You guys will have to check me if I'm wrong. But so they had a really cool party. So I decided to donate to their Kickstarter. Yay! I was happy I had a little extra money to do that. Whenever I have money, I try to and do something good with it, you know, either like increase the quality of my own life or support someone else's dreams or some sort of investment when I can. I'm wasteful too, but I was like, I compare waste, right, to what I can do. So I'm like, I could donate to Kickstarter or I can get a fish burrito. And I'm like, I would go with the Kickstarter, you know, I'm going to make the world a better place. So I'm proud of myself and I did it. So yay. And so then I went to the party and it was super cool because it was my first time going to a comic book store, I think. I don't think I've ever been to a comic book store. And it was a really big, beautiful, spacious one in Santa Monica. And there were so many cool people. I went by myself, right? And so whenever you go by yourself, you have to be brave. You're like, all right, I'm going to be social, but also entertain myself. So I'm not needy, right? And have this perfect balance and then not get too introverted, you know, not too friendly. Or just breathe and say, fuck it, right? So they had great music. I forget who the DJ was, but I will find it while we're on here. So it was great music. It was mostly samba and hip hop and like house music, which is my favorite kind of music. And Sebastian was there and he was signing, you know, books, and there were people in cosplay. And then I met quite a few other comic book creators and people who were very involved in like the industry and the scene. And I got recommendations for new comic books, and I'm going to get The Watchmen. That one was really, really good. That was one of the recommendations. They recommended 100 Bullets. Oh, maybe I should tell you what The Watchmen is. Okay, so The Watchmen is a comic book. I'm just going off of my memory of the conversation about kind of like a dystopian futuristic world, and that's super surveilled, and this guy is somehow navigating through that world as he's a hero, but he has a dark side. That's what I remember. And it was written in the 60s, I think. And it's a classic, and there's a movie. So everyone was like, oh yeah, you definitely have to read the comic book. So I highly recommend you guys check it out if you haven't heard of it. And also there was another one, 100 Bullets. And then this is a series about a guy who gets 100 bullets and he's allowed to kill anyone he wants. And it's like some sort of science fiction graphic novel. And so I heard that one was really good. And I forgot the rest. But I bought from Stranger Comics Brown Fairies. And I got children's books. They also have children's books. I got children's books called Brown Fairies. I'll put it in the show notes. And it's these beautiful, like, you know, Tinkerbell kind of stories. But they're little brown girls, which I never had as a kid. I would have loved it. And I thought of my daughter's sister, like her half-sister, how she's of that age. And she likes to dress up in, like, princess things. But they're always white, and she'll have like a blonde wig, and she's like, I wish I had a black wig. So I'm like, I think she would really love it. So I got that and a coloring book for her as well. And then I will give you guys details about what the Kickstarter was for. It was for the third book of the Niobe series. Trying to remember offhand. I mean, I think the undead or something death. I'll put in the show notes. But I didn't really care. I'm just like, I'm a fan. Here's $10 towards your program, whatever book is coming out. But I was just happy to be a part of it. And everyone was so nice. Thank you for inviting me, Stranger Comics. You guys were great hosts. You guys should check out. They were hosted at a comic book called The High Heidi Ho, I think. I'll put in the show notes in Santa Monica. And they had so many different comic books, even like a huge discount area of like 99 cent copies. And I thought that was really cool. And they played Magic in the back. I've never played Magic. This was like super nerd life, right? Like super nerd life. Because I'm like, I've heard of magic, but I never met anyone who played magic because I wasn't nerdy enough. It was like in my peripheral knowledge, I knew that people played like these role-playing card games, but I just wasn't a part of it. And so that was cool. They had that up like on like a big screen, like a tournament. And there was this woman, the co-owner of the store, and she was teaching other women how to play because she said there weren't that many women. And you notice when I mentioned the comic books, like a lot of them recommended were male centered. So that's why Niobe really is unique and cool, because not she's a young woman and she's a badass. So I'm talking in rambling circles, but you guys stick with me. So it was really cool. It was really, I was like, I like parties and comic books. Comic book stores. We should definitely do this again. Yes. And there's a food truck. It was cool. It was nice. It was fun. So I went home and I got a Lyft, right? So I'm getting a Lyft. And this is when things got a little bit interesting. And you guys may judge me. I always warn you that you guys may judge me, but I'm trying to be brave and just try to find my truth so I can be the best person I can be. So so anyways, so I take a Lyft and my Lyft driver is just yakking it up with the girl in the front, and I was like so tired and maybe a little bit, was I tipsy? Maybe slightly. I felt just really overly tired. It was like after midnight and I go to bed normally in my regular life by like 9 o'clock most nights. So I was a little bit past my bedtime. So he's talking and very passionately, very loudly. And the guy next to me is just ignoring me and I'm like half asleep. And the woman next to him in the front seat is this super vapid, like, young woman from LA. I don't even think she's from LA because she was like shitting on LA, and I love LA, and she was just like, I hate LA and LA's dirty and LA's this, and I was just like, you're not from here, so just leave. And she was just going on and on about this dating app where I didn't catch the name of it and I didn't even feel like asking, but it's a dating app where you are only allowed in if you're invited, and it's based on like your net worth or your background. It's like a classist type of thing. I guess dating apps are always classist in some way, the way the algorithms work. I don't know. But it's even more so when you have to, you know, get invited in. But she was just going on about it, and he was going all excited about it and talking best on the app and saying, oh, you know, life is so hard being single as a millennial, you know, like things used to be better, because he's on the older end. Obviously, she was like on the younger end, you know, and so she gets out and it's just me and him, and he's like, so, you know, single life, and have you done the dating apps? Continues the conversation with me, and I was just like, okay, whatever, he's talkative, the Lyft driver is talkative, okay, I can roll with it. You know, I was just like, okay. And so he's talking to me, and then he's like, you know, I'm gonna tell you something a little weird. Somehow we got into, he was driving another customer in Lyft, and she was going to a swingers party, right? And the swingers party was like some part of the secret club somewhere in LA, and he told me the name of the club, but I forgot. And he was just saying how they went together and then they hooked up, and he was like, are you into casual sex? He's asking me, and I'm like, for some reason, I'm way too open sometimes, you know? So I like answer at face value. It's weird. But I was like, seriously answered. So I'm like, no, I'm not really into casual sex myself because, you know, I always feel a little bad after, even under the best circumstances, you know, so with a friend, I'm always single, so sometimes I need to get some affection and love, right? And so I'll have casual sex, but then I always feel a little bit down after. It's just my thing. I try to overcome it, set my expectations where they should be, that this is not love, it's just sex. But it's like part of me always feels a little bit like, but I want to continue feeling in love. Like, I want this to continue in... Anyways, so that's why. And so I was just like, oh, that's, you know, this is my ideal. That's why I don't look for casual sex. And he was like, well, I don't want to be weird. I don't want to be weird. Like, he wasn't already being weird. He's like, I don't want to be weird, but I would have casual sex with you. And I was like, okay. I don't react to things the way I should, I guess. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm thinking, okay, and like, who doesn't want to have casual sex with me? Why wouldn't you want to have casual sex with me? Not that I'm the most beautiful person in the world, but it's nothing especially exceptional, you know, that you would want to. And so I was like, okay, well, that's not going to happen. And he was like, well, I'm just saying, he was like, not that we have to. I'm just saying, like, if you want to go to a swingers party or whatever, like, I know where they are. And like, you can't, they prefer you have a couple. And even if you don't go, if we don't do anything, like, we can go together or whatever. And I was like, but I have an addiction to stories. So that's usually how I make decisions. And like, how dangerous this is. Could it be weird? And would that weird thing be interesting? And then I make a decision. He's like, can I get your number? And I was like, yeah, you could get my number. Because I want to know where these secret swingers parties are at. Just in case I ever wanted to go to one. I want to know the name. I want to know. I want to see what's going on. I'm like, I'm not a part of that world. So... That doesn't mean I'd have sex with him. Absolutely not. Because I told him I'd be a voyeur. Because I know myself. I'm going to be anxious. People are going to not be hot, most likely. They're going to be sweaty. And it's not going to be as sexy as people think. And it's just weird. You know, like, I went to... I've just been in different places, but I went at the... What was it? The Pride Festival. There was this room, like the dungeon room. And they were like... all these people in fetish, you know, BDSM stuff. And they were like whipping people and on the stage. And it was interesting for like 30 seconds in an awkward manner of watching someone get whipped with a mob of like 100 people around you in the audience. You know, kind of weird feeling. And it was just like, I was like, okay, this is fascinating. But it was like not sexy. It wasn't sexy, and after a while, it got very boring, and just like, oh. So I know myself, and I've had opportunities where people are like, hey, let's do a threesome, or let's do it. I'm just like, no, I'm good. But it's like, I'm not opposed to these things. I'm just very casually interested in a, like, hey, I could watch a baseball game, or I can go to, like... a crazy swingers party and just see what that's like, because I've never been to one. You guys are, I told you, I warned you. So yeah, I gave him my number and I told my mom about it, and she was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, it's maybe I was a little tipsy. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, because I'm like, first of all, I'm the most horrible texter ever. If I'm not that into you, or even if I'm very busy, I keep my phone on silent, and texting, if I don't really click with you, it's like a slow death. Like, I just don't care to text back very quickly. I'm one of those, I treat texts like an email that I can answer whenever I want to, because we're casual friends. So I'm a horrible person to text. So that's also why I was like, why would I do this to us? But hey, if he can tell me the name of this place, you know, I might, if it fits my schedule, you never know. So that was my weekend. And the science part, The science. So I read this article about this hormone called kisspeptin. I've talked about it before in a previous video, and it's a hormone that activates the sexual portion of your brain, where we have, I guess, sexual activity and romance. I'm paraphrasing without looking at notes, but I will have show notes for you guys. But they did an experiment to see what would happen if they injected the participants, or study participants, with, I think, men, with kisspeptin, and showed them like romantic and sexual images and see which portion of their brain activated. And they found they were able to see greater activation in specific areas of the brain that correlate with romance and sex, and more so than prior to being injected with the kisspeptin. So they were able to see there was a difference, that there was an effect, and that people tended to have less negative thoughts, you know, or moods. And they were thinking maybe kisspeptin can also be used towards depression, people who suffer from depression, since it seems to be a mood elevator as well, kisspeptin. And so I thought that was interesting, because I was like, okay, what? And they were saying that it could be helpful for sexual disorders, because some sexual disorders are psychologically based. You know, maybe you've been abused, or maybe you have anxiety, or and it's preventing you from being able to become aroused and have positive feelings during a sexual romantic encounter. And so it's an interesting hormone to keep track of. So I hope you guys find that interesting. And I also was thinking, what would be the side effects? Like, if you're depressed and you take kisspeptin and you got in a better mood, would you then also be always horny, you know? Or like, like, would that be the side effect? And if that's a side effect, how would they market it? Would they mention it as if it's a negative? You know, side effects may be sexual arousal 24 hours a day. Or would it be, you know, flipped? You know, they would market it as a sex enhancer, and then people are also using it for their depression, you know, because I think that would be more profitable, right? I think that's how they're going to do it. I think you'll see kisspeptin become used as a sexual enhancer, and that's what will happen. But I'm just speculating and projecting. You guys check out the article. Let me know what you think. And you can tell me what you thought about this episode. Like, do you hate it? This rambling? Do you hate this personal information? You know? Or why am I saying hate? Why am I being negative? Maybe you love it. You know, you might just love it. I had the most wonderful comment the other day. I'll have to put his name in the show notes because I'm really bad with it. But he found me online and he found the podcast, and he said that it made him feel like he had a friend when he was working alone at night. And I was like, I know what that's like, you know, like when you work in a solitary manner, or you have to be alone for work and you can't leave and you just want to have some sort of stimulation outside of the drudgery of your job, and you have this friend in your head who's in a podcast, and it's like comforting. And it was cool because I totally have that feeling when I listen to other people's podcasts, and for me to provide that feeling for him, it made me realize, wow, I'm doing a good thing. And I need to be more open with you guys and be more brave to not being polished or, you know, perfect. So that being said, thank you for listening. Oh, you guys, some episodes I recorded and haven't edited yet, and I can't wait to share them with you. It's basically, I need to upload the Washington, D.C. trip, my story about that, my take on that. So that'll be next. And then I have an episode coming up with the comic Michi, stand-up comic Michi Hall, and we talk about MDMA and octopuses. And it's a fun one. So peace. Have a great week.